Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to Inside the Comedian with me, David Reed. In this episode, I'll be interviewing Margaret Caborn Smith.
Actress, comedienne, femme writer, ham actor, sausage director, salad spinner, spice rack, tea towel bin. Margaret Caborn Smith. Welcome to Inside the Comedian.
Hello, David.
Hello. It's wonderful to have you here.
I know.
It's about time. If you'd indulge me, I'd like to start with something a bit frivolous.
Oh.
If that's all right.
Yes. Okay. With some reservations.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. If you'd ever like something edited out, simply sing the entirety of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I won't be able to get it cleared.
Okay.
Margaret Caborn Smith. Do you know any more of it?
I am afraid I know all
of it. Let's not test that.
Don't worry.
Margaret.
David.
If Margaret Caborn Smith was an animal, what animal would she be and how?
Well, I would be a human woman.
Bold
and
choice.
How? And how? Yes. Thank you.
Why that choice in particular, do you think?
I really don't have much of an imagination.
Right.
So it's, even though I've dressed as an animal in
what
part,
is that? An owl, is it? An owl with it's cigarette burns, isn't it? It's an owl who's been tortured.
It's an owl playing Bette Lynch from Coronation Street of old.
Oh, what an incredible production that was.
Oh, it was,
Margaret Caborn Smith, in the world of comedy, who have been your influences?
Well, I suppose my influences have been my parents.
Mm. Very funny, were they?
No, they were sort of terrifying and would force me to do shows, really, almost from birth, saying that if
my
I wasn't...
My God, every time from birth? Whenever there was another show, you'd have to start at birth again? And...
Yes, to try and reproduce.
Wow. Oh, my God, that sounds intense.
Yes.
What sort of capacity venues were they?
Well, it was mainly 48 Tangier Road.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And what was the content of these plays?
Well, it wasn't necessarily plays that they were after. They just wanted me to be funny in any way.
I see. One-liners.
Yes, well, obviously, early on, I won noises, sort of goo-goo, ga-ga sort of thing. But there's a way of saying goo-goo, ga-ga to make it funny.
In a funny way.
Yes,
and presumably, your parents' tastes matured as you did. As they demanded more sophisticated comedy once you were capable of it.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
And they're very, very special, warm, terrifying people.
Oh, well, that's nice. Was it blue material often, or?
Well, I mean, I showed my genitals to them, I mean, pretty much all the time. So in a way...
Day one.
In a way, day one. Not, in fact, a small child recently said to me, was your baby naked when it came out? Which was... An alarm. I don't know which was more alarming. I mean, she was disgusted at the idea that I'd had a naked baby, but I think it would have been worse had it been clothed.
Especially if it was double denim.
Yes, exactly. Very, very painful.
Disgusting.
Armour or, yeah.
Yeah, it would probably chafe.
Believe me, it did chafe.
But it's still chafe.
Anyway, yes.
The denim would chafe. Be incidental to yes, the entire... Well, I've never done it, Margaret. I'm not... I can't speak for...
Well, from one end you have.
I was under the impression it's always from the same end. Is that not right?
No, you're right. But I meant from the baby.
Naked out the
end.
Front, denim from the back.
That's my motto, yes.
Let's start at the beginning of your life, if we could, when things were better.
Naked.
You went to a Catholic school where
yes.
you were taught by nuns. Was that fun like The Sound of Music or sad like Philomena?
Very much both. Yes.
My God,
yes.
That would be a different Sound of Music, wouldn't it?
Yes. Well, I mean, there were Nazis in The Sound of Music. They weren't... No, they weren't nuns, you're right.
They weren't nuns.
They didn't have Nazi nuns. I don't think they had Nazi nuns.
Who's
have
they?
I got
Who
here?
Are we talking about here? The Von Trapp family.
Yes.
I don't think they had any on the payroll, no.
No. Yes, there was little singing, so in that way it was more like Philomena, but there was less having to have a baby and scrub a floor immediately afterwards, because it was a day school, and you got
to go
home.
That was more of a nighttime pursuit, wasn't it?
Yes.
It really was. Did your love of comedy start there, do you think, with the nuns? With the nuns? I mean, they're a constant figure of fun in life for people who've never met one, I think, mostly.
Yes,
I'm talking Nuns on the Run, Blues Brothers.
Male nuns.
Male nuns, mostly, yes.
Were there nuns in Blues Brothers?
Oh, they were raised by nuns, yes.
Oh, they were raised
the
by
penguin,
nuns, yes.
The
yes,
penguin,
I thought,
in particular.
I thought you thought that maybe everyone dressed in black and white was a nun. Do you think that, David?
Well, that I didn't in that instance, but now you've said it, maybe I have made a few errors in my life.
Yes. Penguins, all famously Catholic.
Yes. That's true. I've often thrown fish to waiters. Very confused. Very expensive as well, because they've often just brought me the fish.
Yes.
And it can cost £13 to £17 a dish.
Yes, terrible. No. Well, that is the terrible thing about market fish is what they
bring your own. That's the moral.
BYO fish.
BYO fish. Don't put F. People. It's open
to
interpretation.
Understand, exactly.
The Catholics fish, hate
yes.
that. As a Catholic, is it important you pass your guilt on to your many unplanned children?
Yes, certainly. As a middle class Catholic,
right.
Yes.
There's a difference, is there, in the class spectrum?
Oh,
there?
I think the working classes have their own issues. They feel the working class Catholics do feel guilt,
right?
But they also feel a righteous sense of deprivation, where the middle classes get to just feel like shit all the time.
Right, I see. Without the deprivation, it's guilt all the way down.
And that's why it's much better to be poor. I mean, it was awful for me.
Well, that's Jesus's message. Certainly.
Very much so. Yes.
Certainly. Now, you started out performing at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe in a double act called Caborn Smith and Caborn Jones. Do you remember those days fondly?
The thing about Edinburgh is it's very, very beautiful. And it needs to be, because everybody there is sort of miserable. Throughout August, obviously.
Yes, the Gothic architecture sort of lends itself to all of the tears and sorrow.
Yes.
And sleeplessness.
Sort of emotional disasters that befall you, and terrible one-night stands, and
that's interesting.
Sick and
one-night stands and sick.
Yes.
Do they come in tandem?
With
or is
me,
that,
they do.
Or
they
is
certainly
that a,
do. Yes.
Were you telling an entire story there in basically flashcards? one-night stands, sick.
Yes, one-night stands, sick. I mean, that was the name of my first solo show.
Oh yes, of course. Well, I was going to come on to that as well.
Yes.
It was a very brave choice of yours to. play 16 different characters who had all had a one-night stand and then been sick.
Yes.
I mean, some would call it repetitive. Others unnecessary. But I happen to say I enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. And I put a lot of work into the many, many costumes.
Mm, that was clear.
Yes. And
out of time for everything else in many respects.
Yes, yes, exactly. Mm. But I think people like to watch a woman.
They definitely do.
Sweating and putting on and taking off clothes over and over again and then seeming sad and vomiting, which is generally my one-night stands. Not very much sex in any of my one-night stands.
Never get round to it.
No.
It's after the vomiting, but they're never keen.
Too much changing clothes. And, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Costume change one. Around costume change eight, they tend to sort of nod off, don't they?
Yes, exactly. However strategic the holes are.
Mm.
No, it's tragic. Mm.
You know, many actresses do. They go through the classic career progression of, you know, playing sexy murdered women, followed by critically acclaimed leading ladies, and finally someone's mum. Now, what was your thinking behind skipping out the first two stages?
I was spending a lot of time doing two or three lines at most with some really, really quite famous people.
Yes.
And then I did get pregnant, at which point people were even less interested.
Oh, really? I would have thought many, many writers would write a pregnant woman as a sort of character trait, not knowing what else women are. You know, hot woman, pregnant woman, angry mum. You know.
Yes, I mean, you're right. There's pretty much in comedy there is nymph or there is crone.
And they're both magical, aren't they?
Wonderful.
They're both magical.
Wonderful three-dimensional characters.
Yes.
And yes, I haven't quite got to crone. Oh. And no, I very much was never a nymph. So, yes. So you're right. Yes, pregnant woman, exasperated woman. Mm. I can do. Would you like to say something and I'll be exasperated?
Oh, yes, I'd love to.
Sorry,
I was talking to that gentleman over there. It's very good. It's very good.
Yeah. It's really taken it out of me.
The bowing followed by lager is often what would happen on set, well, I believe, yes, as well.
Yes, people don't like that.
Do they not?
No,
do they not
it's
like
strange.
That? And that is a wrap on Margaret Caborn Smith.
Yes.
Bring out the lager. That's good. That's good. No, but you've mentioned a couple of shows you appeared in. Mm. I've got a list here. The Mother Crowd, Peep Meat, Not Going Well, The Increasingly Poor Decisions of Miranda Hart. Lab Rats. Are there any that stand out as highlights for you?
Really not.
Really?
No, that's not fair. The Increasingly Poor Decisions of Miranda Hart, I think, as a nation we've all been enjoying.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes, and I was very, very lucky to be, looked at.
Looked at.
From behind Miranda.
That's right. Your shadow is clearly visible on the back wall. I mean, it's unmistakably you.
Yes, thank you. I became pregnant in order just to be bigger, really.
Is that right?
Because you get more eyes on you if you have
more body mass.
That's right. Yes,
and Miranda's quite tall, so that's quite a competition on that show.
Exactly.
You should have maybe tried that with a smaller cast show.
Yes.
Small. I mean, the in-betweeners are quite small.
Not compared to me, I don't think.
Are they not?
Who's small?
I mean, I don't think small people really get roles on television.
No, it's one of the worst prejudices.
It's probably the worst, yes. I would say, is that small white men never get a chance.
No,
you have to be
terrible.
Upwards of 6'5", and then you're allowed to appear on everything Catherine Ryan does. You know?
Yes. No, and I feel very sorry for you, David.
Let's not get into
that.
Oh, really? No, I'm not as short as I appear when you measure me.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yes, but of course, because your pregnancy run would come to an end in a real sense with childbirth, and in a career sense with a new role. You were lucky enough to land a role in the huge Disney television series Legally Distinct Wizarding School, where you played the ruthless headmistress Chlamydia Upright. Was this a bit of a turning point in your career, do you think? Did things change?
Yes, it very much changed, because suddenly I was being taken seriously.
Mm.
Yes,
as a headmistress.
As a sort of kooky, half-vampire, half-leprechaun.
Mm.
Again, the leprechaun bit small, but the vampire very tall.
Very
so
tall.
Between those two, I really did look normal size, which was...
very useful excellent. They wrote that backstory in, because otherwise the people going, why is she that height? I don't get this.
Yes, yes.
A sort what of, is this?
Yes, playing a giant dwarf. Mm. You know, yes.
A giant dwarf. Yes. Yes. With very pale skin and a cape.
Yes.
I thought that the choice to put the sex scene between your parents to really hammer home the origin story was an odd one for Disney. The leprechaun and the vampire in front of the fire.
And that very much led to its cancellation.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, it was a sort of David Lynch-esque version of things where...
Did he direct it?
He did. Just
right.
That one scene,
right.
Bizarrely. I mean, I'm
he
not
was
sure...
He was insistent,
even,
was
yes,
he?
I'm not sure. I think he just brought it along and insisted on... Just put it in the tape machine player. Just, I think that's how these things were.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, obviously, you know, all of the sort of mice running out of my mother's vagina and you know, the sort of... They tried to make it look 3D so that they were coming for you. And
they tried to make it look 3D. Is it a 3D program?
No, that's what I'm
what
saying.
What a shame. I mean, yes. It sounds like
even
it was
David
shambolic.
Lynch. Yes, it was upsetting.
I'm so sorry.
A lot of lager
and bowing.
Consumed.
Yes, absolutely.
Actually, in every scene, interesting fact, in every scene that I've ever done, you can see me at the end of it bowing. Possibly in the distance, wow. But I will make sure that I get a bow in. I do like
that's bowing. Something that deserves a supercut, I think.
Yes, so oh, yes.
By which I mean a 6-pound haircut. what about the future? What's going to happen in the future for Margaret Caborn Smith? Do you have a 5-year plan? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I'd like to play Stalin. Is that what you're asking?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. I think I'm just going to continue on my glorious ascent.
Yes.
Towards Stalin. I mean, Stalin's every actor's dream,
it
obviously.
Is.
But obviously, I'm a very, very big star.
Mm.
So I would like to carry on doing that and become sort of enormous.
In terms of obese, you'd like to become an obese Stalin. I think I've misread you somewhat.
Could you try and take me more metaphorically?
Sure, of course. Large in terms of fame and fortune,
yes,
and respect.
Yes. And obviously I have gathered most of those things. Mm. But I would like to go on and maybe be the first immortal actor.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
One little thought.
Yeah, the kind of person who's cast in absolutely everything for all of time.
Yes,
from here on in.
Maxine Peake. I'd like to be Maxine Peake. Is that possible? Is this something?
I mean, it's not within our budget, but it's certainly possible.
Because I sort of thought you were asking me because you were going to make it happen.
Oh no! I'm afraid I'm not a producer. Oh.
Not a dream maker.
Not a dream maker. No. Only a dream devourer.
This inside the comedian.
Yes.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
No, please do. It's an honour.
Did you do it just to meet me?
Now this is slightly awkward. In one sense, absolutely. Mm, I mean, that's the entire you've seen through this thin veil of lies.
I could tell.
And in a more real sense, no.
Did you do it to meet Miles Jupp?
That's right. And I've released that one, so the rest really is just
pre-booked
absolutely. Commitments. Yes.
You really are living the dream.
I am living the dream, yes. I'm booked up till August, which is infuriating, considering I self-produce. If we could turn away from your career briefly. Mm. I know it eclipses the landscape of so many of our lives. But can you cast your mind back to before comedy? What was your earliest...
Before, I wasn't born before comedy.
I think in many ways you were.
Comedy began in 1975, is that what you're saying?
Yes, I think so. I think yes. It did. What does Margaret Caborn Smith do on days when she's not working, such as today?
I spend a lot of time in the post office.
Mm.
Just queuing. Observing, yes.
Right.
But observing people in that queue as well.
Yes.
I sleep with directors. Because, I mean, you could call that, I suppose that is work in a way, but in a
it's
way.
Certainly it's certainly a job often.
Yes. Let's not be distasteful.
Sorry,
David.
Yes, of course.
So I sort of, without money ever actually exchanging. Hands.
Right, they just throw it at you, do they?
I don't want to touch them with my
hands. Well, you wouldn't. You don't know where they've been.
No, exactly.
Because you're yes, but it's good to sleep with directors. It is.
On one's day off, I think there isn't anything else, is there?
I mean, otherwise you feel like you're just not moving anymore, you know. I don't want to cast your career in a shadow that is unfair, but all of us make mistakes, and you will have undoubtedly made a lot of mistakes in your long and disjointed career. Which one do you think fucked it all up for you?
I think making a documentary called Piss Flaps in 1998, I think it was.
What was that about?
Was
it literal?
I was on the street interviewing people.
Right. About their piss flaps?
Well, yes.
Really?
It was ill thought through. It was in the days when television had a lot of money.
Yes.
And someone, I think, had just got stoned and come up with a title. And then, of course, you're duty bound to find something.
Something. And what else fits with piss flaps as a title? I mean, there's very little else you could do.
Well, now I think that we should have had... Jimmy Piss and Karen Flaps go and solve some fucking crimes or something.
Yeah, that would be a lot better, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
A lot better. Or at least just a little flap in your front door.
Yes, for
the postman to relieve himself through. You know, something a little more charming.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, well. Can we get Piss Flaps on iTunes or anything these days? Is it still available?
It's all on YouTube.
Oh, good.
Yes, I spoke to Sally Gunnell during it, so that was the highlight. Yes.
Well, I'm sure we'll all be going home to Google
Sally
Gunnell Piss Flaps.
She was
after this.
She was very enlightening, I have to say.
That's good.
Yes.
If future generations remember you for one thing you said, what would you like it to be?
Well, I hope it'll be something that I've said after today. I think I'd like to say something.
You don't believe you peaked.
I think the things I say are going to get better day by day until I die. And I'm by the time I have a deathbed speech, I mean, I'm cobbling together a deathbed speech.
Oh, are you?
All the time.
All the time. You're always working on your...
My deathbed.
Your deathbed speech. Who is there attending your deathbed?
Well, I'm hoping it's everybody.
Everybody.
I'm hoping it'll be streamed or whatever it will be. That, I mean, by that point, the internet might not exist. But I was sort of picturing, you know, in the Stalin way of just being in a square, maybe, with people all around throwing things.
Loving things? Or
Throwing things. Throwing loving things.
Yes, throwing loving things. Not loving things all around you. That's not what I meant.
I'm not sure, touching
a tribute as that might seem in abstract, I think, and if you realise it, it's less respectful of the dead, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Yes. It's disgusting. I didn't really understand what a loving thing would be to throw.
Well, confetti, for instance.
Oh.
Or a photo with unsharp corners.
Round photos. I do. I mean, that is everybody's dream, isn't it? To die in a shower of round photos.
I mean, I've never myself got photos printed in their traditional format. I always just get a 24-pack of coasters printed. But before I even see what the photos are, just coasters all round.
Yes, that's a beautiful image. Yes. How would I like to go?
Oh, quickly and mysteriously. I would like it to baffle detectives for years.
Right.
I think.
Flattened.
Flattened in an enormously open space where there was nothing possibly that could have flattened me. And there's not even a puddle, so it wasn't ice. You know, just like what happened here?
I would like to die in a riddle. That would be,
Yes,
well, you know, like the icy water.
Right.
One.
In the manner of a riddle, not in the middle of a riddle. Margaret suddenly just corks it, and people go, "Oh, I was kind of interested in this riddle, but I suppose the actress Margaret Capon Smith is dead. We should probably
anything that gets me more attention, David.
Absolutely.
That is.
Spoil a riddle.
Again, it's a good motto.
It is a good motto. Well, Margaret, I think that's all we've got time for.
You're ridiculous.
Well,
I will say... now it is time.
Margaret Capon Smith, thank you for letting us inside you.
Thank you.
Margaret Capon Smith.
Thank you for listening to Inside the Comedian. If you'd like to donate towards our running costs, I haven't actually set up any way of doing that yet, but if you see him in the street, £5 would be much appreciated.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.